The Rebbe says, since we explained that this idea of why it's necessary to have Yoritzach Kivatchila, in order for a person to hear advice, we said that he has to already be receptive. In order for a person to accept advice and to hear it and make it his own, he has to be already receptive. You can't just spring advice. In fact, there's a famous saying that there's three things that you can't force on somebody. One is a shidduch, the other is a loan, and the third thing is advice. You can't push on somebody advice. He has to be receptive. If a person's not receptive, you can't force it. So since we explained that the person has to be receptive, so if you're saying that, what are you davening for? That when the Gula comes, we should have the Shaiftim and Yayatzim, you daven three times a day, you ask Hashiva Shaiftim, Kvar Yishen, Vyatzim, Kvar Tchila. That's what you're asking for, that we should have the Yayatz, who will help us internalize and process all the revelations of the Gula that are going to come down from the Shaiftim. So if that's the case, well, you have to ready to be receptive to it. Or the advisor can't get through to you if you haven't already begun the process. So clearly the Rebbe says, by definition, this is something that has to begin before the Geula. Even though its completion will only take place after the Geula, it has to, by definition, begin before the Geula, because the whole point is that you have to have achieved a certain degree of receptiveness in order to be able to hear the advisor. So when did you get that receptiveness? Before the fulfillment, the actual fulfillment in the time of Geula. So you have to already be pre-receptive. So when are you developing that receptiveness? In the moments of right before the Geula.